Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Ready and anxious to go through the top stories this week from Talkers Magazine. This is the DJV interpretation with the DJVers Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here to go through the charts for the week of August 17th to the 21st from Talkers Magazine. There are a lot of things that have happened this week. Changes here, changes there. Sometimes week to week, the countdown may not seem as if it's that different, because a lot of the issues certainly the last 4, 5, 6 months have been the same or related. Not necessarily this week. There are a lot of things in the story list this week and people list that hopefully we'll have time to get to, ladies, in this hour with your comments and observations. Let's start at number 10, the situation with the wildfires in California, because I've been in California this week, and Jennifer, you're there all the time. The wildfires and the annual, it's a ritual, these fires. And the fact that they were set is so, it's just.
Well, not all of them,
so,
actually. So,
well, you know what I mean.
No. In the northern part of, there was one fire that was set that we know of by a homeless person, and that person's been apprehended. But there are 367 fires burning right now in the state that they know of, because the smoke is so bad. Imagine that they can't even get an idea from the air of all the fires that are burning because the smoke is so heavy. But up in Northern California, where many of these fires are breaking out, there have been lightning strikes, like thousands of lightning strikes, and that has been actually setting off these fires. Now, it is propelled by a lot of uncleared brush. When I was growing up, I've said this to you for years and years and years.
It's the same story year after year.
When I was growing up,
oh my God,
every year the fire department would come and say, you have to clear your brush, you have to do this, you have to do that. Now that is gone. And so it's really poor mismanagement, certainly. And firefighters are stretched really thin this year, more thin than in other years. They're bringing in resources from out of the state.
And
they did, actually, last time. But, yes, that's right.
Yeah,
I don't know that they're doing that because of coronavirus.
Well, there's a huge COVID outbreak with the prisoner firefighters, which sounds ridiculous that prisoners are firefighters. But there was a huge outbreak and so of the virus. And so now you guys are even more shorthanded. So it sounds like it's just a mess.
Wow. All right, number 9. Victoria, you carried or covered this in a conversation we had on the weekday DJV program. So if you'd like to bring us up to speed on what Stephen Bannon has been charged with, there's a sleazebag and a half, man. If this guy didn't always reek of being a sleaze, now you understand by listening to this, if you haven't heard the story yet, why he certainly fits the bill.
Yeah. So what Steve Bannon is accused of, he was arrested this week, and he is charged with federal fraud and money laundering. Prosecutors allege that he and three other people diverted funds from donations made to a nonprofit group called We Build the Wall. And so essentially they went and they did fundraising for this nonprofit, where people gave private money to build the wall in Mexico, or between the U.S.-Mexico border, and then they wanted to essentially finance it privately for sections of it. And then apparently they created sham invoices, sham accounts. They laundered a portion of almost $25 million in these nonprofit funds. That's how much money they raised. And
how did guys like this get to be so prominent? How do people that are so obviously...
I don't know
scumbags.
Anything about Steve Bannon's background, to be honest. I have no idea. I know he was at Breitbart or was the head of it or whatever, but I don't know his background. But prosecutors are saying that at least $1 million that they've tracked was funneled from Bannon to a separate nonprofit in order to conceal the money, and essentially he spent it on, he was on a yacht off the coast of Connecticut. Brian Kulfage, the organization, We Build the Wall, that organization, the founder and president, he paid for personal home renovations with this money, among other items. They had a group GoFundMe page that they were raising even more money. That was deleted on Wednesday of this week. So the maximum sentence for each charge is 20 years. They all four of these guys have multiple charges. So if they're found guilty, they're probably all going to jail for a very long time.
Yeah. All right. Well, couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Right.
I see.
Well, and just to tell the complete story, he said he didn't do it. So
that's what I'm saying. Allegedly, and, you know.
I think we have to wait and see how it all plays out, because there has been, as you know, a lot of people who use their position of power in the government to go after their opponents.
Yep, that's very true. No question about that. That one, you're right on that one, on that side of it, Jennifer. Number eight, our relationship with China and others. You know, what comes to, well, I think last week during this time, and almost in this position, there was a story about Israel making a deal with the United Arab Emirates. This week, they made another deal with, I forget what the country was, but it, for those who are down on Benjamin Netanyahu because of his politics or political point of view, I would say that maybe people ought to stand back a little bit and see how these things are happening. I have not talked to too many of my friends over there about the specifics that involve these deals, but when I see Hamas trying to blow things up after the announcement of these sort of peace accords, that means there's something good to them. So
from what I hear, they're actually more on the way, and that they'll be revealed over the next couple of weeks, more countries coming into this.
Yeah.
And I just have to say, this is the bit of hypocrisy that drives people like me nuts, and that is that if President Obama brokered a deal like what the Trump administration did, he'd be handed a Nobel Peace Prize. Instead, people try to downplay it, and they don't give Trump the credit that he deserves for this.
But why is that? When did all of this? That's a good thing for us to examine for a moment or two. When and where and how did it get to the point that there is, it, right now it's skewed toward, the negative stuff is skewed toward Republicans, the Republican administration, people who are left of center think the people who are right of center are no good. Not that that hasn't always been the case, but, you know, there used to be the Republicans would made a lot of noise about the lefties, but what brings about this particular, in this league, can you go back, Jennifer, and point to the issue or the time when the switch was flipped so that there was this complete overtaking of the news
media? No way. It started in the Bush administration, and it started,
Was it Iraq?
The divide, I think.
It started?
Well, I think the divide in our country started, well, the divide has always been there, let's be honest. It's really
yeah,
had people
like
come together based on
not
world
like
events.
It is now,
but we have multiple platforms that are, okay, we have platforms that are playing into it that weren't always there. People can say whatever they want on Twitter. They can say whatever they want on Facebook. That adds to the feelings of division. Whenever you look at social media, you turn on and you see somebody with a very strident view. Okay, so that's number one. There are things at play that we never had before. But, and we also have a 24-hour news cycle, which plays up all of this. So you have those two things going on, but I really believe that the most recent crack happened in Iraq when, and this, I think Democrats believe there was blood in the water, went the weapons of mass destruction thing. They backed away from Iraq, even though every single one of them voted for it, Hillary Clinton included, to go into Iraq. They all backed away. They saw the blood in the water, and then they started trying to divide and use that against Republicans, even though everybody was unanimously in favor of going into Iraq for the most part. I think only Bernie Sanders was one that
yeah,
didn't want to go
sense.
In. And quite frankly, President Trump, as a private citizen, said it was a mistake. So then you go into President Obama's world. And I don't think people saw a big effort of Obama to try to unify anybody. I think there was this idea that there was somebody who was up there morally trying to look down on people who had different beliefs. And that's what bothered me, I guess, just, and I don't think I'm the only one, about the convention this week, is that there was a lot of, there wasn't a lot of meat to chew on. It was a lot of Trump hatred, and then a lot of people saying, well, if you don't agree with me, you're a bad person, or you don't believe in love, or you don't believe if we have a difference of opinion. And that homogenized way of thinking is really dangerous. We should be able to celebrate that we're different instead of making everybody have the same thought, because the truth is that no one is 100% right.
Do you think that
the RNC is actually going to focus on substance? I really do.
Well,
I think they'll be
say
Biden,
unification.
Certainly.
Do you think that there's going to be, like, let's embrace people on the left? Because as a person on the left, I haven't gotten any of that.
The messages at the DNC did nothing to make me feel like I would be a part of anything if any of these people won.
Coming up, the number eight item is a focus on the relationship we have with China, especially the Middle East was in there, but I thought China, and I think China is the number one focus of most people's comments, so we'll get to that in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV gang.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Hey, if your air conditioner broke right now, could you afford a $5,000 repair bill? If your water heater went out, can you afford an extra $1,500 right now to fix it? Even if you could, why spend that much money when you can get warranty coverage to protect everything inside your home? Heating systems, plumbing, electrical systems, water heaters, even things like ductwork, washing machines, garbage disposals, refrigerators, garage door openers, ovens, and more. You don't need a repair service. You need Select Home Warranty, the best way to shield your wallet from unexpected costs of repairing or replacing home appliances. When you call right now and mention the discount code RADIO, we'll give you 2 free months of service and an extra $100 savings. Call right now.
800-413-8675. 800-413-8675. That's 800-413-8675.
Boost our medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Doug came up with some stuff this week that's pertinent to number 8, and that is all of the things that we need to take back from China, the supply chain. How many people realize, this is putting it into perspective in a manner of speaking, that we last year spent $186 billion buying things, computer electronics made in China. $50 billion buying electrical equipment made in China. $44 billion with manufacturing equipment made in China. Basic machinery, $38, $39 billion. Clothing, $30 billion. Fabricated metal, $27 billion. Furniture, $27 billion. Transportation equipment, $22 billion. Chemicals and drugs, $22 billion. Plastic and rubber products, $21 billion. Leather and similar goods, $27 billion. We spent $540 billion last year buying crap made in China. That seems to me to be something that ought to put people right on their heels, understanding that and the trade. We only spent, $120 billion buying, they only spent $120 billion buying stuff from us. So that ought to put it all in perspective, I think. 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of the hot hits in talk radio, our talk radio review, which is coupled with a conversation that Michael Harrison and I have every week on the Talk Radio Countdown show, going through the stories that are always published at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. In fact, is where you go to see this list every week, should you want to, should you desire to see it, the story list, the people list. We're at number 7, the Black Lives Matter movement and race relations in our country. Observations, I made mine, I think it was early in the week, or maybe it was last week, when I was talking about the article from Dorothy Roberts, the idea, as I put forth, black jeans, white jeans, all the same, the Black Lives Matter. I got involved in a conversation with my dentist, as a matter of fact, who's an Asian, and she and I were discussing this whole business while she was drilling my, I really wasn't much of the conversation. She's drilling in my teeth. And so we got to talking. She's from South Korea. And, she knows I do a radio program, and she's curious about my take on things. So she asks questions and I give her my spin, and she more wants to know what people are saying about this. Is it all about Black Lives Matter? And because she feels, and other friends of hers who are here as normalized citizens, that their lives matter. So what about, why can't we have Korean lives matter?
Yeah, I've noticed in my neighborhood and in my community, we have a heavily Hispanic community. And what I've noticed from people in my circles on social media, at least, people who have come here to this country from Mexico, and particularly, and have come here and have worked and have worked hard and have made something, seem to be really resentful of the BLM movement. And it's not just like one person. I've actually seen this a lot in my feed.
It a little this week too.
Yeah, that's what's really weird about being here, because we are such a melting pot and we have so many different people from other places, and there is a lot of tension because of it, and that's not something that's
made up. Well, then they're foreign people who don't understand the history of America, so, you know.
If we're going to be a melting pot.
But they see America as the land of, they see America as opportunity, and they feel that everybody here has opportunity. And
because they came here willingly, not as slaves, so they came here, and they have had opportunity.
The
slave movement is over. There aren't, black people aren't slaves today. No, that's not the point.
The backfire of this movement is that it makes people feel like they still are slaves. And you said something earlier about how it's driven by white people. It is. The Black Lives Matter movement is actually driven by white people who feel guilty.
I was watching an episode
to let empower people
of Shark Tank last night on the plane on the way back here. It was a black man who lived, grew up in Brooklyn. He was an orphan. He grew up with nothing. He worked on he lived on the streets. He survived by getting cans out of garbage buckets and selling them so he could feed himself. He went on to accomplish fabulous things in high school, got a full scholarship to Harvard, became an entrepreneur in some field that wasn't related at all to what he was doing on Shark Tank. But he brought an idea in there, and he talked readily about his skin color and what he fought as a kid growing up and how he survived and how he made it with all these things against him, and the embrace that he got from the five people at Shark Tank, and how he made ultimately he was able to sell whatever his idea was. But it was just a story that you could see, you could fit any number of people into it who survived because they had the will to survive or wanted to survive. And he talked about, you know, how even though he was black and had all kinds of things going against him, he just decided himself that he was going to take nothing and make something out of it. At any rate, we move on and carry on in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Review.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Republican National Convention is this week, and President Trump spoke a little bit about what you're going to see coming this week after the constant attacks by the Democrats and presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Well, I think we're going to see something that is going to be very uplifting and positive. That's what I'd like it to be. I think you have to defend yourself by talking about some of the lies, like when he says Social Security. I don't think he knows too much about Social Security.
And though President Trump will be giving his official speech on Thursday night, he will be actively engaged each night of the convention. The Trump campaign announced the full roster of speakers, including First Lady Melania Trump, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, former Ambassador Nikki Haley, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, and former New York Governor Rudy Giuliani. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners.
Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
A postal service bill has passed the House but faces a battle in the Senate, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
The House has approved a bill that provides $25 billion in funding to the U.S. Postal Service and also includes a pushback to changes that critics say would cause major delays in mail-in ballots during the election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CNN that wasn't the only concern.
Of course, they don't want to do anything about the election, the $25 billion that would go to the Postal Service. And that's not about the elections only. It's about the coronavirus. It's about the nearly 100% of the prescriptions that go through the mail from VA for our veterans.
On ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
When you look at the bill that was passed yesterday, that bill was not a serious bill. It's $25 billion. It doesn't do anything to sustain the postal system long term. It's going nowhere.
It's been 3 months since the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis sparked nationwide protests against police brutality, calling for criminal justice reform. In California, lawmakers now have until August 31st to consider more than a dozen bills aimed at reducing, overseeing, and disciplining the kind of police violence that led to Floyd's death. A recent study by the American Civil Liberties Union found that fatal shootings by police officers did not appear to slow down amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Thanks for spending part of your time with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Observations worthy of note, if you will, worth your time to spend some time listening to us each week. Take an overview, standing back, if you will, with the chart items and information here. Talkers Magazine does the research. We do the conversation. Number six on the list of all the economic challenges. And I'm just guessing here as we take this apart, who knows anything more about the stimulus? Because isn't our economy at the moment kind of hanging in the balance, waiting to hear?
Feels like it. That's a great way to describe it. It feels like it.
So
there's not a huge update because Congress is gone. It doesn't seem to be.
Did the Democrats this week talk about any of this stuff at the Democratic National Convention?
No.
Did any of this sort of thing came up?
They didn't.
At all?
And the other thing they didn't talk about was any of the violence in major cities. There are a lot of missing things in that. But certainly the message I heard, and maybe Victoria, you heard something different. I watched all four nights. Every minute I watched. And I heard a lot about how Joe's going to bring back jobs, but there wasn't a lot of plans. And then he actually said, well, I'm going to bring back manufacturing jobs. Well, what's laughable, it was actually the Obama administration that cut manufacturing jobs. So I think there's a credibility issue. It's one of the reasons Trump won in Ohio and in Pennsylvania, because so many manufacturing jobs have been cut. They saw him as a ray of light. So I didn't hear any real plans as to how to get the economy going again.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it just seems to be this kind of a foggy, vague situation we find ourselves in, because a lot of people are looking for some answers or some leadership. Doesn't seem to be anything.
Well, what Trump has said is that they're going to that he'll do an executive order for stimulus checks to get those going. But the problem is that is an executive order that could be challenged because the president doesn't have the power to do that. Congress
money.
Does because it's
yeah,
the power
right.
of the purse.
Money. Yep.
So what Trump did a couple of weeks ago, I believe, arguably, and look, I'm not a lawyer, but I think you could argue that he had the right to do what he did. But there is some gray area. This one would be a violation of what a president can do. But the question would be, is there any Democrat willing to come out and say, it should challenge the executive order in court because they'd win, but then they'd also look like they were keeping money from the American people. So one way it may get done is through executive order, but there may be a challenge.
One of the things that is worthy of note is how the economic reality is affecting businesses. And I can point to any number of things, but the American Airlines story this week that we were talking about a little bit, Victoria, dropping mm-hmm. service to 15 cities.
Yeah,
this is going to happen. You'll see every airline dropping service to smaller cities because they can't make it work. They can't make service between big cities work. And if there isn't some kind
not
of economics,
right now.
Economic support or challenge. I was on the plane coming back last night from Los Angeles. The flight attendant said, if you went to work, anybody who's gone to work for Delta, for United after 1999's job is in question. Any pilot, any air, anybody, mechanic. If you came, the people with seniority from 1999 and back have a job. If you were hired by United after 1999, whether you're a flight attendant, whether you're a pilot, whether you work on the planes, whether you handle baggage, your job is in jeopardy. So you can see that this is going to be one
full?
Of the areas. I'm sorry?
Was your flight full?
Are you kidding?
No.
Well, first class was full. Or almost full. They save the first two seats for the flight attendants now because they want them not to sit next to each other in the jump seats. So in the back of the plane, I think there were 28 people and a plane that holds 194.
Mm.
So that's, you know, And that's you. I think you're going to see a lot of that
but
sort of
there's so
thing.
Much. See, I think hospitality and retail are going to be the toughest ones because it's not just the shutdowns in some of these cities. It's people's fear. There's been so much fear-mongering that people are afraid. There was a survey that just came out this week that said that your chance of getting coronavirus on an airplane actually very,
nil.
Very, very low.
It's nil.
And
yep.
yet, what have we been told? People are scared to death to travel. And I'm not pointing fingers because, look, I've been through this the last few weeks, and it's scary. Why is it scary? Because of all the stories that we're hearing,
you know what,
there's
Jennifer,
a lot of fear built up.
Right. You know what? When you really get down to the coronavirus and what is real about this, if you talk to Jack Stockwell, who's one of the doctors associated with the DJB program and the Good Day Health Show that we run every weekend at gooddayhealthshow.com, you can get the podcast. I'll put a little plug in for that. And Ken Kronhaus, who's also the other doctor, both of them will agree that we've gotten to a point now where not much that most of people do is going to change whether they get this or they don't. Yep, wearing a mask makes
exactly
sense and distancing.
Because
but
I'm
if you're,
proof of it.
Unless, Ken says, unless you're, he used the a figure of 75 or older, some people said 85 or older, and you're out of shape, you're very vulnerable to it, no matter whether you wear a mask or you don't. There was one a child who died in California, I think, this past week of the virus, who was so sick, who had so many challenges physically and otherwise, that this person could have gotten a cold and died. So the putting things into perspective now is something that is the job, hopefully, of people like us who can look at things objectively and say, this is really what it's all about.
Well, I'm focusing on therapeutics, because if we do believe that people are going to get it, which I believe, even if you try hard, you're still gonna get it, that what are you going to do to treat it so that you don't have that most, you know, the worst possible outcome?
So, the number five.
I love that remdesivir worked for your mom, you know, that's encouraging, because your mom is the first person that I know of, like, personally, who's used it and, you know, with, you know, for whom it's worked. So that's important to know. The FDA has kind of, I don't know why, but the FDA this week announced that they've put the brakes on, or I think it was the CDC, they put the brakes on the plasma treatment. And I have actually heard two different stories of the plasma treatment working in New York, so I'm not sure what the reason for that is.
The medical community, the nerds, if you will, the ones who are, the guy who runs the health department in my community is a complete wonk, And all he does is look at stuff that comes from various sources, and that's how he makes up his mind. Not whether it's real or whether it has practicality in our community. And I think you can carry that through. Number five this week on the countdown is a focus on what's going on in education. Another example of people running willy-willy, running out of the house. Oh, no! When kids go back to school. Youngsters, my grandson is starting kindergarten today. It's online. And he met his classmates online, the teacher online. And my daughter, who is a college professor, is teaching at UCLA out of her office because she's the only one. There are hundreds of profs at UCLA. None of them want to go back into the building because it's easier to teach from home. Megan said, I'm going to my office and teach from there because at least it feels like I'm going to work.
Yeah. And I think she has the option because some schools are not even giving teachers that option.
Right.
And so then you have teachers with kids who are trying to figure out how to get them distance learning and how they're supposed to teach.
But the political correctness here is the point, Jennifer and Victoria.
I'm living it.
I mean, yeah, in California, it's absurd. What's going on? Absurd.
And all of this, I don't know if you heard this while you were here, but the governor, because the state is in such bad trouble and everything shut down and, you know, there's no revenue being generated, and the state has been already in a very precarious position because of unfunded pension liabilities. The governor was supposed to take a pay cut like he asked all government workers to do. Everybody was supposed to take a 10% pay cut. He didn't take his.
Really?
Everybody else took a 10% pay cut. He didn't take his. He also was gifted a home and didn't even pay taxes on it. So there's a lot of good for thee and not for me out there.
Well, one of the things that's a problem, I don't know how, I think it's reflected in areas where unions are stronger. Teachers just say, we're not going back to work. But yet they expect to get paid. So, you know, how are they putting, I'm not saying everybody is doing this because it isn't, it's not everybody, but there are too many people who put themselves first instead of the children. Isn't that what teaching and being involved with students like that is supposed to be about? It's supposed to be about the children, not about you and your job.
Right.
Is it what I miss here?
But everyone should be paid fairly for the job that they do. And so there are, I have my best friend.
Which means a lot of teachers in California should be paid nothing. Because they're not doing a damn thing.
My best friend is a teacher in New York at a private school. They are going back into the classroom, and
right.
So but she also has to do. They're asking a lot of teachers. They all had to take pay cuts, and her workload has doubled. So she has to teach in person in the classroom for like 3 days a week, and she has to also still.
Why
do
was her pay
online.
Cut? The tuition's cut.
Because parents pulled their kids out of the school.
Oh.
So they lost. It's a small private school. They have 400 students. They lost 100 students. So when you lose 100 students,
what are you going to do?
Right. They have to make pay cuts. Right. But they're also asking her to basically double her workload. She has two small children who also need to be educated, and she has to teach in the classroom, and then she has to do online teaching as well. So it's... You know, maybe California is different, but, you know, in New York and in New Jersey, they're still trying to decide if kids are going to go back in person or not.
It's going to be a double. It's like they're going to approach it from both sides. But anyway.
Like a staggered kind of schedule. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, we've got COVID stuff and the Postal Service coming up here. It's 44 past the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up
by 50%. Heart attack and stroke, down by 50%. Skin cancer, down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right.
Can you hear us?
Excuse me. All right. The DJV is we're all too close here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. I got something to fix my hoarseness this week, though. While I was at the doctor's in California, I just haven't picked up the prescription yet. But it gets rid of all of this. I've been this whole season of the all of the phlegm and stuff that we're all getting because of our allergies. I found the cure. I'll let you know once I try using.
I'm gonna tell you, Countdown Extra. Countdown Extra on the DJV show this week, we talked about honey actually being more effective than even some antibiotics. So
yep.
Check
there
that out.
There you go. Check it out, DJVshow.com. Okay, a minute or less here on the UPS, the Postal Service. The other stuff, you know, the presidential race, we've said all there is to say about that. But the Postal Service and what's going on with the rotting food and the dead animals and the chaos at the Postal Service, I think they've taken advantage. Yeah, there were a few hiccups, but I think they've gone way over the top by, you know, with the reaction to supposed cuts or reorganization or whatever it is. I think we haven't heard the last of this by any stretch of the imagination. All right, thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour here on the Countdown.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
T3 after the hour now, time for the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology on Tech Talk with Victoria and Doug. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. I'm going to do the heavy lifting here. Number five.
Yes. I love when you do the heavy lifting of Tech Talk.
I know. Yes. I had to do it. Didn't I have to do it? I did it one day this past week because you weren't around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. So you'll save me for myself here. Number five.
Yes. Number five, when Apple introduced its iOS 14 update in June, it spent a lot of the presentation highlighting updates coming to the home screen and apps like Safari and Messages and Siri. But iOS 14 is also full of new accessibility-oriented features, which among the most interesting being a new capability that lets you perform actions by simply tapping the back of your phone, which is really cool, and that's a first. So it's meant for those who may face challenges using their iPhone because of their physical or motor impairments. It's called the new back tap feature, and it's going to be useful pretty much, though, for anyone looking for a quicker way to take a screenshot or launch an app. So the software update will be launching for iPhones in the fall. Typically in September is usually when their big updates happen. But you can try an early version of the update by installing the public beta form on Apple's website. I've done a lot of the beta updates on Apple. It is kind of a cool way to get early access to new features. Sometimes it's a little bit clunky because beta is literally meaning that they're testing it out still. But you can do it and it's free if you want. And so the back tap feature, like iOS 14, it brings broader sweeping changes to the iPhone, the ability to add widgets to the home screen, and you can add a new app library, automatically organizes and sorts your apps for you, which is really nice. But to be able to launch things without going through all of the motions of swiping, which most people are swiping now on their iPhones. So the back tap thing will be really cool, and we'll get more details when the official update happens in September. But again, like I said, you can go right onto Apple's website if you want to try the beta version now.
All right. Number four is a focus on Facebook.
Yep, Facebook, like a lot of other platforms, are now making it easier to find and support black-owned businesses on the platform. This new feature is part of Facebook's ongoing initiative, which was announced in June, that aims to aid black communities. Admins that manage a Facebook page for a black-owned business will have the option to self-identify as a black-owned business. There's no badge or label that will be displayed, but you will like it on Yelp when a lot of people wanted to support black-owned restaurants, black-owned beauty brands, things like that. This is something that a lot of people are looking to do now and actively seeking this out. And so Facebook's taking a page from Yelp and from Google. Facebook also announced that it's allocating $40 million in grants provided to small black-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. And black-owned businesses with up to 50 employees can apply for the grant money on Facebook. The company will select 10,000 black-owned businesses to award the funds to. And so in June, Facebook pledged to invest $200 million to support black-owned businesses and organizations. Half of that fund was invested in small businesses, creators, nonprofits working with black communities, and then the remaining half went to suppliers.
Number three, this smacks of Big Brother to me. I don't like this idea at all. So you
nope.
It's really, yeah. This is bad. This is really bad. Go ahead.
A lot of Big Brother stuff happening right now. A company that makes a license plate reader announced a national network for law enforcement to follow car movements. So
like everybody's a criminal. Let's say you're mm-hmm. just using yep. this sort of a thing. The assumption is you're a criminal. We're going to check you out. This got to yep. be unconstitutional, I would think.
You know, the sad thing is this exists already in 700 cities in America.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
You know, and that's yep. and people just aren't aware. People don't. They don't know that these issues are happening in their local communities. Maybe they're not voting in local elections to prevent this from happening, but there's a spotlight on the police right now, and this is part of the reason for that. So police often rely on automatic license plate readers to track the movements of cars in their jurisdiction. A surveillance company's new initiative is going to expand those capabilities nationwide. This is called Flock Safety. They make, this is the company, Total Analytics Law Officers Network. TALON is the acronym for it. And so it's going to connect 400 different law enforcement agencies using these cameras around, like I said, there's already 700 cities involved. The ACLU has already showed that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents use license plate readers to track people's movements and accessing a database that logs 150 to 200 million scans every month. Big
Ugly.
Brother.
All right, number two. Secret
More
Service,
Big
why
Brother.
Are they here?
Yeah. More Big Brother. The Secret yeah. Service reportedly paid for a product called Locate X, which allows the agency to access location data from apps on people's phones. Again, most people buy the data. The Secret Service bypassed that. So this is just more and more Big Brother.
I just put a note on my copy of the story, up yours. Number one.
Number one, the big story of the week, Airbnb, in a very weird time in the economy, has filed to go public. And we'll see where it goes, but the company's valued at about $18 billion right now.
Top five items in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.